You'll mean mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. And then these things that dig under the skin, and they're very small, and they get under the skin, and they fill up with your blood, and then they die there. You dig them out, you scratch them, and you have to, they're just right under the skin.
Oh, I know what you mean. Just
you get them on your legs sometimes. You're walking in the woods, and they get on your leg in the woods.
Can't think of the name right now.
Well, there are two common names for them. One is red bug, and the other is chigger.
Chiggers, what I was trying to
think of. Either one is, those are the two very common names. What about these insects that you might be walking along in the grass and all of a sudden you see one jump up?
Grasshopper.
Yeah. Now, before when we were talking about the woodpecker, you said you've heard that called the peckerwood. Have you ever heard the grasshopper called hoppergrass?
No.
Okay. And then, what kind of small fish are used for bait?
A menace.
Mm-hmm. And the nest that a spider weaves.
Web.
Now, would you call it the same thing inside the house or outside?
Well, I suppose so.
Wouldn't it? Well, do you ever use the term a dust web or a cobweb?
Oh, sure, a cobweb.
Now, is that the same? Is that made by a spider?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's the same.
And that would be inside.
I was looking at the spider web right out there a moment ago. If it's still there, I want you to look at that. So I can't understand how in the world it ever swung that nest, like that web, like it did.
It's so big?
Well, the way it's put up there.
Oh, it runs this way?
Three or four anchors.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like a tarp, almost like a canvas. The parts of a tree that are underground.
Roots.
Now, what kind of, you were talking about the trees in Shady Valley. Hey, look, what is that called, that little thing? Is that, you see that thing
that's
on my hand there? Is that a sweat bee?
That's not a sweat bee.
That's
something smaller.
That's smaller than a sweat bee?
Sure is.
Uh-huh.
That must be some kind of a gnat.
Okay. I just wondered. I don't know if I've ever seen a sweat bee. I'm not sure I know what a sweat bee is.
Well, no, they'll sting you.
Uh-huh.
They don't bite, they sting.
Uh-huh. And they come after you when you're sweating.
Well, when you get hot, yeah, it's sweat.
Now, we're talking about all the trees in Shady Valley that they cleared. What kinds of trees grown over there? Were they pretty much the same kind, or?
Well, I'd think it was white pine, poplar, and oak would be the main.
Now, what about that tree that, remember, that there used to be a lot of them. They used to be all over the United States, and they had the blight, and it.
Chestnut.
Yeah. Now, were there a lot of them in Shady Valley?
Oh, I'd say lots of.
Uh-huh.
This country was covered up in chestnut timber.
Uh-huh.
More chestnut than anything else.
And that was good for fencing, wasn't it?
Yeah, for a lot of things.
What other kinds of things?
Well, for lumber.
Uh-huh.
Fence posts and just anything you wanted.
Would you build a frame house with chestnut?
Well, I don't believe it. Well, some is used for some, but I'm making boards to cover a house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, used a lot.
Like,
well, I've got a chestnut board right over there on that old log house that I ride.
What happened to your dog's foot?
Boy run over the tractor this morning.
Oh, gee. Did you get it set?
Well, he didn't break it, but it's bruised it up considerable.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's limping a little, but he can put his weight on it.
Yeah, he can walk a little.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I know. I didn't notice that.
He thinks he's an important part of that tractor business. He has to go with that tractor everywhere it goes. And he's just getting too old like me. He's got better stay out of the way.
Got too close to it. this is kind of tree that gets syrup from?
Sugar maple. That's right there.